Diane Danielson, founder and CEO of DowntownWomen'sClub.com, a social networking site geared towards women, but not exclusively for women, will launch a software package in August called Faces in a Box that lets companies get up and running on their own social networking site within 30 days. This is Lori Sullivan with TechWeb. Today is July 5th, 2006. Welcome to my podcast. I recently spoke with Danielson, the company's CEO, about her new social networking software platform that will set you back about $10,000, new features planned for DowntownWomen'sClub.com, and the social responsibilities of today's youth growing up in a digital world. Listen in.
Downtown Women's Club actually started as an in-person get-together business networking group. It was a bunch of us. We were in our late 20s and early 30s. Then we early on adopted an online focus where we only communicated by email, and that was back in 1998 when people weren't using email all that much, as much as they are now. And then now we've gone completely online where we have actually our own Facebook for business women. We call DWC Faces. And we have online networking groups and teleclasses, and we'll get into webinars and things like that. And the focus is for women in business who are looking to further their career or market their services or just connect with other women.
How many users do you have?
We have about 8,000 members across the country who are participating in Downtown Women's Club events and on our mailing list. On the DWC Faces profile, we've just quietly launched that last month, and we have, I think last check, like 100 and some people that have signed up and put up profiles.
How often do you use the site?
I actually have been using it a little differently. Like, someone was asking about this lawyer I was recommending, and it was just so much easier to just go, oh, here's her profile right on the website, you know, and I found it was so much easier to do that. I actually just did that today because someone was asking for an outside legal counsel. And I said, you know what, this woman has this very neat business plan where she's using women who used to work in big firms but are now home with kids, but I still want to take on one or two clients. So I was having trouble describing this, and I was able to go right to her Faces profile on our website and just send them a link to that.
Tell me a little bit about the features.
We just launched the DWC Faces, which is where you can put up your profile. This is user-generated content. You can update it yourself as many times as you want. But we also make it public so that it increases your Google rankings. And we have been using Google Analytics to try to make sure that it comes up high in the ranking, so that if your name is Joan Thomas, and there's a lot of Joan Thomases, you will hopefully come up higher in the rankings because we're working with that. So that's one of our main, and I think will be our biggest feature going forward.
How does that work, the ranking?
A lot of it is if you read about links to your website. You know, if you have links to your website, it'll increase your ranking. If you have a link to your website from a branded site like DowntownWomen'sClub.com, where we get a lot of visitors, you get a couple thousand visitors a day, as opposed to your own website or your friend's website, then they take that into their ranking. Other things are, we know how to put that your name in the URL of the profiles page because it looks at the URL. We also, there's little tricks like when you put a photo up, have the alternative text be the person's name. So the person's name is throughout the page. And there's also, we have to continually submit the pages to Google and other search engines. It's as if the web has become like the new Yellow Pages. And I try to explain to a lot of people, it's not about having a website anymore, it's about having a web presence. I like to compare having a website these days, it's a little bit like putting a billboard about yourself on your own company property, because people who will find you are the ones that already are looking for you. But how do you find all the rest of the people, or how do the rest of people find you? You need to drive people to your website. That's why the Google rankings are important, because the more people are going to your website, the higher your rankings, and people are more likely to find you. It sort of builds on each other. And also individually, one of the things we talked about, people are job hunting. Do you want them to find your MySpace profile, or do you want them to find your DWC Faces one? And the MySpace profiles are showing up more and more. When I Google people's names, sometimes the MySpace are popping up. And it's kind of interesting what people will put online about themselves. I had one briefly for a little while to test out the technology and to sort of see what the difference between MySpace and Friendster. And I looked at all the different ones and tested them out. And they have different unique aspects to it.
It just really comes to a topic that I had a discussion yesterday with a gentleman at a photo site. We're talking about the social implications of the digital world. A lot of kids today are putting up pictures and information about themselves up on the web, but how will they feel about that 10 years from now
when they're trying to get that vice president job at IBM, and that web page is still up there.
Yes, yeah, so that's something, unfortunately, when we're dealing with young people, they think they're invincible and it doesn't matter and they should take me for who I am. I'm sure they'll be singing a different tune later. And with them, there's some content you can control. You can take your MySpace page down and it won't appear anymore. I do think that's the case. But if your stuff is out there that maybe you commented on someone's blog and you can't get that down, what you want to do is counteract that with more professional social networks and more professional pages so that that stuff will be buried. I mean, because I think if people read one silly thing you did when you were younger versus nine things that you're doing now, I mean, you know, they can chalk it up to that. But I really think the younger people should be aware of what they are putting on the web, because it does have long-term ramifications. And I know a lot of them are getting more serious about their careers, even younger than, I see freshmen in college already gearing for what they want to do, you know, after their MBA. And I think they need to take that into account, too.
Do you have men on your site, too, or is it just for women?
We are open to having guys join. In fact, some of the cocktail parties in some of the cities are almost half men. I went to one south of Boston the other day, and it was half men. I think you just have to be open-minded. A lot of our speakers might be geared towards more women-friendly topics, but when you're doing something about how to get on a corporate board, that applies to everybody. And we do sometimes, if someone will call about a meeting or something, or, you know, a teleconference, and we'll say, you know, it might be more geared towards women, but it's good content, and we certainly would welcome the involvement. And one of my web guys has his profile up on our site, so.
Getting back to some of the features that you're thinking about adding to the site.
I'm working with gather.com, and we've been testing out having some of our members contribute articles to that, because people were like saying, oh, I want to write an article in your newsletter, I want to write an article in your newsletter, but we pretty much control the content and work with authors and people and pre-select that. So we were trying to create like a blogging atmosphere with more people more involved, but then we did this study. We had 1,000 responses to our survey about technology and what women knew and didn't know at all levels, and we realized we had to back up and do a lot of education. I know what a blog is. I've been following it for years, RSS. I mean, I know all this stuff, and I didn't realize that probably 70% of our membership were not understanding what those terms are, and at least 30 or 40% were not, didn't even know what they were, hadn't even heard them. So we've been spending a lot of this spring, after we got the results of that survey, holding teleseminars and things like, what's a blog? And so what we're trying to work, we are going to work with gather.com, which it's kind of like you can contribute articles and it's a forum, and we're hopefully going to start like a book club blog. That's what we're hoping to do in September, but we're hoping to get women more comfortable with commenting online. We find our younger members have no problem with that, and I think we'll see more of that as more Gen Ys get in the workplace. We do have on the boards, and we're not sure we're going to launch, is DWC Latina, which will be a Hispanic portion of the site. We've gotten a lot of interest from there, and there's a lot of sites that we want to partner with and to sort of provide a resource center for Hispanic businesswomen. They'll probably have their own separate DWC Latina Faces social network too, which is combined but can also be subgroups. There is something that ended up being quite interesting to me. When we launched DWC Faces, we created the software for it because I couldn't find software that I could easily adapt to the way we wanted to use it, which was very dumbed down, really easy, focused more on the profiles than on the blogging and interaction. And we have had a lot of unsolicited requests for the software. So in August, we are coming to market with facesinabox.com, where for $10,000, you can be up and running in 30 days with your own social network or profiles. And our target market is we're working with corporate affinity groups. It's a way for your diverse employees or your women's affinity groups to be more visible, because when I give a lot of talks to women in business, one of the issues is they're not as visible. So this is a way that you can fill out your profile, and if someone claims they don't know you for promotion, you know, they can sit in a meeting and click on the profile and say, oh, there's everything about her. I didn't know she knew something about this. Or other groups are, I want to use it for their diversity initiative. That was kind of a surprise. So we are launching that as a separate business where we will separate it from Downtown Women's Club and market the software that we developed.
What will the business be called?
Going with facesinabox.com. So we wish we could come up with something more out of the box, but the whole idea is, you know, we can set you up, here it is, we can host it, or it can be right on your internal networks, whatever it is. We found the alumni, university alumni groups and corporate alumni groups. One of them contacted us. With the employment issues going on, they want to keep in touch with their employees as they leave, so this is a nice way for people to stay connected. You can create your own social network online where your employees can fill out profiles, online profiles. And what this does, it helps HR not only with recruiting. In fact, Ernst & Young has just launched something very similar for their senior women, where their senior women have these profiles online, I'm not sure whether they can update it themselves or whether their administrative personnel has to update it. I think the difference with ours is these are for the people to update themselves whenever they want and however they want. There is administrative capabilities. And what you can do is then search by keywords. Let's say you wanted to find someone with specialties about franchising in China. You can put those in and see who comes up and that sort of thing. You can use it with, we have trade associations that want us to come and have their people who are attending fill out profiles in advance so that they could possibly match up with other mentors at the event. So there's a lot of uses for it and a lot of different ways we're finding out, but we're able to implement it with minor customizations for $10,000, and then there's like a 20% maintenance fee beyond that.
Does your company have enough resources to maintain the
stuff? Yes, we do. We went through that very carefully. We realized that one support person in India could support up to 14, and then we can just add people beyond that.
So you're going to be outsourcing the maintenance to a firm in India?
Yes, we are. We have the project manager. I partner with a team called Apostec. They manage the upgrade to the Downtown Women's Club site, and then along the way we developed the software. And we did develop in a way. They were the ones that brought to my attention. They said, you know what, if we couldn't find this anywhere, you know, why don't we build this in a way that we could possibly license it to other people if we have other uses for it? And that's how we came up with the idea to move forward in that direction. And, yeah, so they, I have a consultant here, a project manager here, but the rest of the team is in India.
Thanks for joining me. This is Lori Sullivan with TechWeb.